Hi, church. Welcome to Sunday service. We are still in lockdown, but we are still building community, seeking the Lord and growing together. And I'm thankful that you've joined me. I'm trusting that the Lord will do a mighty big work in our lives, in our families, and in our church community in this season. We're starting a whole new series on the Holy Spirit today, and I am excited to say the least. We are making sense of a new normal. We are orientating ourselves in this season, and we are finding the voice of God, faith through scripture and testimonies, so that we know that we will be heading in the right direction as we keep on following Him and doing life as pilgrims in this world. So join me as we kick off today's series on the Holy Spirit. I want to invite you, if you might not know Him by now, I want you to meet somebody that's really dear to my heart, that I love intimately, whose voice I've gotten to know through difficult seasons, and the one that gives me true joy to my heart, to my soul. One that I do not know perfectly, but I want to invite you on this journey with me to discover, maybe rediscover for some of us, get to know for the first time, maybe for some of us, and get to know the fullness of the Holy Spirit of God, in line with His Word, and as the Lord gives us grace. Let's quickly pray as we trust that the Lord's going to do a great work in our lives. Lord, thank You for this time together. Lord, thank You, Father God, for Your Word, and thank You for Your Holy Spirit. Lord, thank You that I can just come and commit this series and each and every teaching, moment, connection, WhatsApp, fellowship, whatever it is that You're going to use, Lord. We just come and submit it to You. We ask for the anointing of Your Holy Spirit upon it. I pray, Holy Spirit, You are with us. I don't have to talk about You far off, but You are with us. And so, God, please, by Your grace, please grant us Your Holy Spirit, His wisdom and His truth in this time and in this season. And come and empower us as Your people. Thank You, Father God. We bind the works of the enemy now in Jesus' name, for where ever anybody is listening, we bind the works of the enemy to the ground, and we ask for a release of Your Holy Spirit to highlight the scriptures, to teach us, to lead us, and then, as I prayed, to empower us as God's people in Jesus' name. Thank You, Father. Amen. Amen. As I said before, I love the Lord's presence and His presence through His Holy Spirit, and I'm going to trust that He really touches you, your hearts and your lives deeply wherever you're at listening to this. Now, I always love just quickly sharing why we get to the topics that we do share or that we do teach on in church. And so there's maybe quick four things that we can look at. Firstly, you all know by now that a cornerstone scripture for our church community, a founding scripture for us as a church community from day one, where the Lord planted this church way back, is Zechariah 4:6, which amongst others says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit." And I need that. And we as a church community need that in this season. And going forward, for what I believe the Lord has got planned for us, we hold fast. And that's why we want to know who this Holy Spirit is. And we want to know everything about Him. And that's why we will share this. Secondly, prophetically, we need to heed and listen to what the Lord says. And so firstly, it's important to remember the theme for this year, the Lord foreknew pretty well, is inside out. And so we know it's the Holy Spirit that resides within us, and it's that kingdom that comes on our inside that needs to be reflected in our outside life and living, our relationships and everything, every sphere of our lives. And so that, in line with inside out this season, we want to get to know the Holy Spirit more, that living waters can flow from our belly. So we'll have a look at Isaiah 61 at some stage, and then also be reminded of John 7, which says, "On the last day and the greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and He called out in a loud voice, 'If anyone is thirsty, let him come to Me and drink. Whoever believes in Me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.'" He was speaking about the Spirit, whom those who believed in Him were later to receive. And that is the Spirit that you and I have. And that is the living waters, the life, the Zoe life that needs to flow from us. And that is one of the reasons why we will be looking at the Holy Spirit in this series. Thirdly, again prophetically, as we've said before, the Lord forewarned and He said there'll be a shaking in their new life. And so in the shaking, I want to know who this Emmanuel is with me, guiding me, my family, and our church community through the season. But also, the new life that was prophesied that is to come, I believe a harvest to come, will only be by the Spirit again. And so I want to be in line with, in step with the Holy Spirit when God brings that new life. And I want to get to know, even better so, the Holy Spirit in this time to be ready. Then after that, from September last year already, and then again now in this season, the Lord again said to us, awake the wise virgins. And just in short, we need our oil lamps full. What is that oil? It's the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit. It's that relational fuel, that petrol that we need in following Christ, of having intimacy with Him, intimacy with His Holy Spirit, knowing His Word and knowing His Spirit and walking by the Spirit. And so I think that's a pretty good reason why we are doing this series at the moment. And then lastly, and that's where we will hover and stay today, God gave us help. He heard and He actually foreknew our heart's cry, the cries of our souls, the souls of man. And so He gave us help. And today we're going to focus on that. And so that is another reason why I believe it's good that we're going to have a proper look at the Holy Spirit, get to know the Holy Spirit personally, even better so. And that is the final reason that I think it is important that we're going to do this. It's because we need His help. Now, I want to know God and through His Holy Spirit, know Him fully and know Him truthfully. And I'm sure you would like to do that as well. And so, as I said, I invite you, come and journey with me. I definitely don't know Him perfectly. But the Holy Spirit will teach us about Himself being with us as a good teacher as well. And so journey with me and with the church community in getting to know Him so much better. Now, we've said to each other before that a primal instinct or primary needs of all of us, and especially it's maybe highlighted in this time, is that we want to be safe and secure, and we don't want to die, that being spiritually, emotionally, but obviously physically as well. And so we want to be safe and secure. And so when you find yourself in troublesome waters, when you're out afloat or the storms of life hit you like it might have been hitting you in this season, you cry for help. And so I've got a quick note on that, is that a help call goes out often of the heart of man when they find themselves in difficult situations. An SOS, so to speak. Now, SOS, by the way, it's not an acronym for something. It is actually just Morse code, founded by the Germans in 1905. And it's actually a couple of sounds that are used when somebody is in distress. Now, I don't know if you are finding yourself in distress. Maybe your heart is crying out SOS. Maybe there's a help cry from your heart in this season to say, is there somebody out there that'll help me? Is there somebody out there that can help me? And as we see this in the world, in wars and in air traffic or on the seas of the world, an SOS going out when somebody is in distress, I believe many people, even our culture and our communities, is calling out an SOS in this time. But there's an answer to the SOS for the heart's cry of man. There's an answer, I believe, to the SOS cry of your heart in this time. And so let's quickly look at Scripture, and let's trust the Holy Spirit being with us to tell us what is the answer to the SOS cry of our hearts in this season. And may we use this as a platform, may we use this as a foundation for what we're going to build on going forward in this series of the Holy Spirit. And so you all know by now that the Lord said that He will give us a helper. Now, who is this helper? The Holy Spirit is the helper. Now, in this series, we might not take lumps of Scripture or make big moves and go into deep theological discussions. We might sometimes just take bite sizes, small steps, because I want everybody to move along and grow with us. And so the word says the Holy Spirit is the helper, and that is the help that the Lord gives us. I said it's not an acronym, it's Morse code, but if we have to use an acronym today, and maybe that's the only thing you can or want to or would like to remember, I would believe that in wanting to be safe and secure, we have the spirit of safety. We have the spirit of security. You can say you have the source of security, the source of safety. You have the spirit of salvation. And you have the spirit of sonship. And there's a couple of good promises to remember. So if your heart's cry is SOS in this time and you're fearful and there's anxiety, think of the following, that as, and we're going to look at it just now, as you believe in Christ and you receive His Holy Spirit, you have the source of safety. You have the source of security right there with you. You have the source of salvation right there, the spirit of salvation in you. And lastly, as I said, and something that's really near and dear to my heart, is you have the spirit of sonship, identity. So in a rough, difficult, dark time, you know who you are and you know whose you are. And that in and of itself is a pretty good deal, I believe. You might find somebody drowning, and sometimes being even a bit stubborn or maybe too full of pride to be able to hit that button or shout out, I need help, to send out that SOS, to make that call and say, please, somebody help me. But by the grace of God, I've seen my own brokenness. I see how lost and how fallen I am without Jesus. And so I hit that button the whole time, saying, please, Lord, I need help. Dad, you're a good father. I need help. I don't know how to handle this situation. I don't know relationally how to deal with this. I don't know about provision. I don't know about this. I don't know about... So I constantly hit the SOS. I have no problem whatsoever shouting out SOS to my dad, shouting out SOS for the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to help me. Which brings us to the obvious point that the Holy Spirit is our helper. And He is your helper in this tough season that we find ourselves in, that the world find themselves in. But in all of life, the help of God comes through His Holy Spirit. And I want you to look at scripture with me. We're going to look at both John 14 and 16 respectively, because I believe all of man has a SOS heart's cry. And I in fact believe that the Holy Spirit was actually an answer to the heart's cry of man even before we realized that we do have that need, that we do have that urgent call. And so the Lord gave us Christ. And we also know that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. And so along with Jesus, His name, His sacrifice, the Lord also gave us His Holy Spirit, because He knew that we cannot do life without Him. We cannot do life without Christ and His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And so He is the answer, I believe, to the SOS of your soul. He is the answer in many ways. And we're gonna step this out. We're gonna break this open. We're gonna look at Word. We're gonna look at the different aspects of the person of the Holy Spirit in the next couple of weeks and get excited and encouraged by the fact that the Lord has already answered the question and the SOS, the heart's cries of you and I. But let's jump into scripture. John 14 starts off with saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. This is Jesus speaking. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have not told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And so I just wanted to use the beginning there of John 14 as a basis to build from. But just remember that first verse, let not your hearts be troubled, believe in God. Because we are in a time where hearts can easily be troubled about what you hear, what you read, what you experience, the fact that you're locked down, the fact that you're challenged in many areas. You might find yourself in that place. Let not your heart be troubled though, the scripture says. Then we move on, John 14 verse 15. Just the heading there is Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. Remember context, we're talking about help and the helper today. Saying the SOS of our hearts need to be heard by the Lord, and He helps us through His Spirit. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper. There with a capital letter referring to the Holy Spirit. To be with you forever. even the Spirit of truth. That's also a good thing to know in this time, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Good promise. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day, you will know that I'm in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Just see that beautiful unity through the Holy Spirit. Verse 25. These things I've spoken to you while I'm still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And so we're going to end off there. So we see there, right at the beginning, it says, let not your hearts be troubled. And then down all the way, again in verse 27, Christ again says, let not your hearts be troubled. And so why can we bank on this? Why can we, in a time where the whole of life, all mankind find themselves anxious, maybe stressing and worrying, why can we say that our hearts need not be troubled? Very simply, because as our souls cry out, as our hearts cry out, SOS to our Father, we know that we have the Spirit of salvation, of security, of safety, and identity, of sonship. That we also know that the Helper has been given to us by the Father, and He is with us. Now, the context and application of this scripture is Christ is speaking to His disciples. He makes them a promise and tells them of what to come. But what is applicable to them is still today applicable to us. And we know, we see the evidence, we see the fruit of the Holy Spirit still in our lives. And so, as I said, I love the fact that He says, hey man, don't worry. And then right then again He says, do not worry. And right condensed, given there in the middle, is the fact that the Lord gives us this Holy Spirit. That as Christ went to heaven, God the Father then gave us His Holy Spirit to be what? The Spirit of Christ with us. Hey guys, you have the Spirit of Christ with you. You have the Spirit of Christ with you. Let your hearts not be troubled. You have the Spirit of Christ with you. I think that's pretty good news. Now verse 1 starts off by saying, believe in God, believe also in me. Believe in God, believe also in me. Now, taking small steps, I just think it's very important to remember and then also to proclaim, who has the Holy Spirit? Who has the Holy Spirit? I believe there's a key in verse 1. Christ says, believe in God and believe in me. And very simply, and may this sink in, may you believe this, because we might not always feel this, but we by faith believe, and then we see the fruit and the working out of that. If we believe in Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit. And again, evidence of this, John 7, verse 37 to 39. On the last day and the greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said with a loud voice, as we said earlier, let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. And then he says, whoever believes in me, as scripture has says, rivers of living water will flow from within him. By this, he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. So very simply put, if this is maybe a question in your heart, has been or might be, if the enemy comes with nonsense and lies, then you know, you have the Holy Spirit. As you believe in Christ, as you have faith in Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. Know that. Because in troublesome times, when you are in the waters of life, when you are being thrown around, pushed around, when the storms hit you hard and you shout out that SOS, know by faith that as you have faith in Christ, you have the Helper. And I believe this is for a couple of people out there. You have the Helper. No excuse. No lies, you have the Helper. So that's very important to know. Now, having the Holy Spirit and being baptized by the Holy Spirit is two different things. We are going to get to that at a later stage in our series. So don't worry about that. But as you have faith in Christ, you have the indwelling Holy Spirit with you. And we stand upon Scripture and we receive it by faith. And then we see the working out of that in our lives. Now we move on. Christ then said, let your hearts not be troubled, believe in God. And then later on, as I said in verse 27 again, he says, let your hearts not be troubled. And in the middle, as we said, what is the promise? It's the Holy Spirit, the one that gives peace, the one who will help, the one that brings truth. And so if you do the very simple math that you are constantly finding yourself with a troubled heart, turn your gaze, Christ and the Spirit of Christ, and say, Holy Spirit, come and help me. Because here, according to Scripture, I need not find myself in a troublesome or troubled heart, a place of a troubled heart. So Holy Spirit, help me. Moving on, which I believe is very encouraging, is verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you. He will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all that I have said to you. How comforting is that not? He will remind you of all I've said. He will teach you. He will guide you into the truth, because he is the Spirit of truth. Now with the plethora, the wave of, I want to say, nonsense coming our way via media and many other ways in this season, spiritually included, definitely, it is good to know that you have help. When you're hearing a bunch of lies, when you're hearing and watching stuff that is actually just leading to death, you just shout out, SOS. And the Spirit of truth will come and whisper and lead you into all of the truth. He will come and teach. He will bring Christ to remembrance. Not the world, not the ways of the world, not the enemy, but he will bring what Christ says to remembrance. He will highlight the truth from the Word and also help you to discern what is of God. And so that's brilliant help in this time, something that I and you definitely need. He is the Spirit of truth. Verse 16, and I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. Do you know what is truth out there? The Holy Spirit is with you. Ask, commune, fellowship. He is a person. So Holy Spirit, is this true? You look to Scripture? Yes, always. But you also ask the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, this person of God's truth. Is this true? And help him lead you. Be humble in the process. But he will most assuredly lead you. It also there says, the world cannot receive him. In fact, the world cannot see him. And so, if you start looking into the world and looking in different places where they cannot and people cannot, and maybe the sources do not firstly proclaim Christ and secondly acknowledge or see the Holy Spirit, you cannot expect to find truth there. I can't open up a book founded upon something else that cannot see the Spirit of truth, expecting truth from there. I hope you hear my heart. A further beautiful promise in this time where you find yourself bit de makar, where you've been clapped or tackled hard by life and you're orientating yourself, as we said previously again, and you don't know if you're Arthur or Martha, if you're coming or going, and what team are you on. Very simply, you can quiet down your heart, know that the Holy Spirit, the Helper, is again with you, and the Spirit of Sonship, the Spirit of His Son, is with you. Verse 18 here says, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. This is Christ now in John 14 making another promise, obviously in context of the Holy Spirit. I believe it ties in so beautifully with Galatians 4:6, one of my favorite. Because you are his sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son, good one to remember, the Spirit of his Son, into your hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba Father. Abba Father. So when your heart is troubled, when you've been hit or clapped hard by life in this season, where you don't know where you're going, who you are, if you're Arthur or Martha, what team you're on, you orientate yourself and ask the Holy Spirit, just again, stand up on my inside. Just again, bring that heart's cry of Abba Father to my heart and in my spirit, so that I can be reminded that I'm a son or a daughter of God. And that I'm just a pilgrim passing through, and that eternity is my home with God. And I believe that's pretty encouraging in a tough season. Let's move on. He says here in the Scripture as well, you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Here, I believe it's just a mere confirmation of one of God's names, Emmanuel, God with me. I said before, that God cannot be locked down. His spirit cannot be locked down. And so you might find yourself somewhere in an obscure place. You might be so over it by now. But God is with you. He, according to Scripture, dwells in you. And His spirit is in you. Remember the spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that powerful, amazing, perfect, Holy Spirit, breath of God spirit, is with you in your obscure place, in your flat, in your home, in the tough circumstances you find yourself in. He is there. And that's pretty encouraging. And that builds and stirs my faith. Now, I believe for all mankind, and here's probably where pride and arrogance might steal and rob us of truth, might steal and rob us of help. All of mankind has a heart's cry, an SOS heart's cry, saying, please save me. Please help me. I'm in distress and I need help. But it's deception and lies and arrogance that keeps us and have kept me in many seasons of my life. Let me add that. It's the grace of God that brought me to repentance, that has kept me away from the Lord, kept me away from help. And so you might be in a place still thinking, well, I'm not sure if I need help. And my heart's cry would be that none of us get pushed further, that you don't end up in such a mess where then at last you only realize that you need help. I look at my own kids and I just trust that their heart will cry out, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need your help. Holy Spirit, help me daily. Rather than having to bump their heads and get hurt too often. And so if you're still wondering, even considering John 14, if you need the Holy Spirit, need the Helper, and maybe I'm not persuading you, even though I need Him constantly, daily, SOS, SOS, SOSing, let's just quickly see what John 16 says and what Christ here says about the Holy Spirit. I've said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. That's maybe also a good thing to remember. Verse 2. They will put you out of synagogues. That literally happened to us not being in church, but it's not in the context here. But I thought of it this week. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. That's pretty hectic. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. So again, yeah, when things get hectic, remember this, God says. Just a bit of context. Just maybe an intro. When things are really going pear, remember this. And then he goes on to refer to the Holy Spirit. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I'm going to Him who sent me, being the Father. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I've said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. And so they're like, oh Lord, where are you going? You're the Messiah, you're the Helper, you are God's answer, where are you going? And He says, wait, wait, listen up. Maybe we should listen up. Nevertheless, verse 7. I tell you the truth, it is for your advantage, it's a good thing, it's positive that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. Beautiful. Now Jesus, the Savior of the world, says, it is good that I go, because if I go, He will come. That's a pretty good reason to know that God answered our SOS call. That's a pretty good reason to listen up. When Christ Himself says, I can go because I'll make space for the Spirit of Sonship, for the Spirit of Christ, for the Holy Spirit to come. Not only to walk with the 12 of you guys, but with everybody that receives me by faith. That's a brilliant promise. And that's something that I need. Verse 12, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all of the truth. That's a good thing. I want to be guided into all of the truth at the moment. Holy Spirit, you're with me, in me, we know. I have the Spirit of Sonship. Guide me in all truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Moving on. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. Again, the Holy Spirit comes and He honors what the Father says. He will share with us what is the Father's. Again, that's pretty good news. And He will declare to you the things that are to come. Whoa. That's a good thing. Who wants to know what's going to happen? Who wants to know the future? Who wants to know prophetically where is all of this heading? You have the Helper inside of you that can tell you, that can show you. That's a pretty good reason. That is the Holy Spirit that can help you to make good decisions for your life, your relationship, in following the Lord, your business, your finances, your community, those you love and lead. He is with you, wanting to and able to tell you what is to come. I think that's pretty good. That's a good reason to ask for help. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare to you, all that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. And you see this beautiful working between the Father, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. How they are in unity and how they work together. And now we firstly get a glimpse that the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. And he's a person. We're going to get to that next week. But that's just a beautiful thing again, how whatever the Lord has, he, as he becomes one with us, as his Spirit, his help is with us, he shares these things with us. Not only telling us and explaining to us and teaching us, but also saying and telling and showing us what is to come. I think that's a very good place to be in. If your heart is crying out, SOS, what's going to happen to my future? What about my kids? What about my business? What about our church community? Then the Holy Spirit, the helper, again, is there to lead you into the truth and to show you what is to come. And so this morning, very simply, or today, wherever you're listening, the very simple question is this: is your heart in a soft place? Are we humbling ourselves to say, I need to be honest, I need help. I don't only need help when it comes to lockdown or a virus or an economic crunch. I always need help. Because the Lord comes to those that are humble. He comes to those with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He comes to those that are willing to bow their knees. Remember, Jesus is Lord. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. In other words, the Spirit of the Lord. And so, when we want the help of the Lord's Spirit, he needs to be Lord over our heart. If we, in a certain area or in areas of our lives, want the Lord's Spirit to help us and to guide us and to lead us, we need to make sure that he is actually Lord over those areas of our lives. And so I need to recommit my life again, because I might not always just want help and then just do my own thing. I need to make sure that he is fully Lord of my life and his Holy Spirit will fully be the helper in my life. Now, it's not always easy. We have a flesh. We have the spirit and the flesh that fights with one another. But I want to invite you to let the Lord in. I want you to invite you to acknowledge, maybe I do have an SOS. My heart and my soul is crying out. It might be one area or all of the areas of your life. But acknowledge and say, Lord, come with your spirit of sonship. Come with your spirit of security. Come with your spirit of salvation. Your spirit of true safety, eternal safety. And come and lead me. And then next week, as we said, we're going to get to know the person of this Holy Spirit better. So that we can commune with him, that we can spend time with him, we can get to know him. And not always just to be safe and secure, but to have the joy of life and the fullness of Zoe life as well. Will you pray with me? Father God, I thank you for precious time together. Thank you for help. Lord, it's so beautiful how even before we know that we've got a problem, you send an answer. Even before we have a problem, you send an answer. Before we send out an SOS, the answer is standing there saying, yes, here I am. Here I am ready when you're ready. And so, Lord, I say again, me and my house, we're ready. This church community, we say, we're ready. Thanks to Jesus and thanks for the pouring out and giving of the Holy Spirit. We acknowledge our SOS. We acknowledge our need. We cannot do life without you, Lord. We cannot do life without your Holy Spirit. We can definitely not do Christianity without your Spirit. So now come, Holy Spirit, and lead us. Help us. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. How good is the Lord that he gives us an answer to a question that we've not even asked. He gives us help to the need that we don't even know that we have already. And likewise, as we've said to each other today, he gave us his Holy Spirit as a helper for the need and the needs that we might not even know that we have. I believe there's been conviction this morning in all of our lives saying that we have need. We need to do life with you, Holy Spirit. So take a moment on your own and pray and ask the Lord to again be a fresh Lord over all of your life, so that His Spirit can be a helper in all of your life, to help you to do everyday life and to check in, not only with the big SOSs, but in all of life, to anoint you, to lead you, and to guide you in the full identity and the full calling for you and your household, for you and the community you find yourself in, and definitely for this church community. I hope you guys have a rocking week. I really am excited of what the Lord's going to do and the new life that's going to come from this season and of this series. And we're trusting Him for big things. Have a great week. God bless. Bye.